Where did they land?
Yeah, hi. Don't keep us in suspense. I give you full resource to tell us where Shrooly landed the plane.
He landed in an unknown, uncharted jungle somewheres, like in the middle of Africa. You know, like in the African continent.
Ah, Baruch Hashem, we landed safely.
Oh, we did. I can't believe it. Are you sure? Pinch me. Am I dreaming? If I am, I like this dream. Please don't wake me up. Am I really alive? I can't believe it. We're alive. We made it. Yes. Shrooly. Where exactly are we? Shrooly, do you have any idea where we are?
I have no idea.
I see. So we don't know where we are. So then, what are we gonna do? Wait a minute. What was that sound I just heard?
What sound?
That sound.
Oh, that sound. It's nothing. It just sounds like a lion. That's
a lion. Look,
Quick! Let's climb up this tree! Here I am. Just hold on a little bit more and pull myself up here. Oh boy, is that close. Baruch Hashem, I'm up here.
Do I just hold on to that branch? Hold that branch. Good. Hold me. Okay, good. I'm gonna pull myself up here. I'm as high up as possible on this tree. Let me sit down here. Let me calm down. I think I'm calm now. Now let me see if the lion is still down there. Oh no! Oh no! What are we gonna do? The lion is still hanging around at the bottom of the tree. Now what are we gonna do? Shrooly, now what? What do we do now? We can't stay in the tree forever.
We pray again. Hashem, please save us from this ferocious lion.
Only you can save us. Please, Hashem, please.
Suddenly, out of nowhere, this old man with a long white beard popped up and stared at the lion eye to eye.
Shrooly, look, the lion, it's running away. How did he do that? Who is that man? And where did he come from?
You can come down now from the tree. The lion is gone.
Thank you,
Victor Rottever.
Thank you, Victor Rottever, for saving us from becoming that lion's next dinner.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. We're coming right down.
By the way, do you live here?
Oh, no. I do not live here.
Can you show us the way out of this jungle?
Yes, I can show you the way out from here. Yes, I was sent by a higher authority to rescue you.
How does this higher authority know us, and how did he know to send you to rescue us?
There's a good reason why he's called the higher authority.
Yeah, I can see that. Now, if you don't mind, could you please show us the way out of here?
There are two ways. One is short, but no reward for your efforts. The other is longer, but the reward for your efforts will be great.
This jungle gives me the creeps, really does, you know. I just want to get out of here as quickly as I can. You know what I mean? Really, really, really.
I'm talking about a reward that is a treasure that is so huge that is beyond your imagination to be able to comprehend its true value. Now, which way do you want to go, huh?
What's the catch? The higher authority is not just going to give away such a huge treasure as a reward for just taking along a path out of this jungle.
You are right. To be honest with you, the shorter path is pretty safe to travel by and exit the jungle safely. Your only reward would be that you survived as you are.
And the longer way?
To succeed along that path, you will have to overcome many obstacles.
Are they dangerous?
Some are and some aren't. But you have the means and power to overcome every obstacle along the way.
Did you hear that, Sweet? Some are dangerous, and some aren't. I'm out of here! Come on, Sully. Let's go! Let's go with the shortcut. I want to come home in one piece, you know what I mean?
Think about the reward. When you find this treasure, I guarantee that you will forget all about your suffering. This treasure will make you rich beyond your wildest dreams.
You know what, Yankee? I'm game. I'm gonna go the long way.
What? Are you out of your mind? Truly, the long way is too dangerous. What's wrong with you?
You can go the short way. You can do whatever you want, but I'm going the long way. I want to get that treasure. Avigdor, show me the way.
Wise decision. I must warn you one thing. Once you find the treasure, if Yankee does not go the whole way, he is not entitled to even 1 cent from the treasure.
Oh, well. Yankee, if you're not coming with me, I guess I'll keep all that treasure for myself.
Just a minute now. Who says I wasn't coming? I was just joking. Wasn't it a good joke? Of course I'm coming with you. I mean, after all, how else will I get my share of the treasure?
Another wise decision. Here is a map showing you the trail that leads to finding the treasure and the way out of this jungle.
Just 1 second, Avigdor.
Yes? What is it?
I'm not backing out or anything like that. But just in case my friend Thrilly over here gets cold feet, you know, and wants to back out, can I have the map of the short way out, too?
Of course, here. And now, I must leave you two on your own. Goodbye, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.
Just one moment, please. Excuse me, Avigdor.
Yes?
You didn't tell us how we are supposed to overcome the obstacles, you know, along the way?
The ability to overcome all obstacles are within you. It will all depend on how you use your head. And, of course, pray to Hashem.